Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for news or nope. Aaron?
News.
No!
Yeah.
No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
That's two in a row!
This is news. Or nope.
We all have our notes.
We all have our notes. Nobody's. Yeah. We're all very kind to each other.
To be
lately.
Honest, I forget I have mine.
We just want to hear the news.
Yeah, we do. This is when we do the news of the day, mm-hmm. like different things.
Erica, previously on
News or Nope.
Yes!
TX set up a thing where it was like 10%.
Yes, yeah. 1 in 10 women say they wear this of their man.
And I was saying it's real sexy to wear the Oxford or whatever, the button-down
shirt.
That's
how we got so off track. We couldn't finish.
And we didn't have time.
Yeah. I guessed boxers.
Okay. And Aaron, did you even have a guess?
I didn't have a guess because I said sweatpants would be higher, so it's not
it's
that.
Too high.
Yeah.
Or maybe his glasses.
What?
Or his...
Socks?
Oh. Hats?
His what?
No, hats.
Did you say?
Socks.
Oh, socks. Mm. Ooh. I'm telling you, with the button-down and the socks.
The little socks. You got it, yeah.
But the socks are massive. They're going to be like flopping around.
I know, but it's just cute. It's some. There's something okay. about it. And this sounds grosser than I want it to sound. I shouldn't even say it.
Let's hear it.
There's something little girl about it.
Oh,
that is weird.
But you know what I'm saying, TX? I mean,
yeah, it's cute.
We should not air that.
No, I'm just saying like, what? Then why is a schoolgirl outfit so popular at like,
I don't know, is
tilted
it for you?
Kilt and things like that? You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like at men, weird things. They dress women. Oh my God.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think we should get to the fact.
1 in 10 women wear this of their men.
The survey finds 1 in 10 women.
Oh, nope.
No! No!
Yep. Oh.
Is she noping your nope?
I don't think that's a.
We left people hanging for a full day.
Right. And now they're just
you have to be kidding.
In the wind.
There are so many people in their cars right now
mad
screaming at
me.
At you.
I'm not mad. They're fine.
I'm mad.
Okay, well, you should have
rules.
Okay, fine. I'm happy you used your nope on that. I'm gonna ask T-Hack later and then I'm gonna publicize it.
Can she nope my nope?
I think then she sacrifices her nope and you keep yours. I think that's how it works. You can undo it, but then you get it back.
I don't know. I want to keep mine.
This is it. What do you mean? I'll use it. Nope. Go ahead, T-Hack.
1 in 10 women occasionally wear their men's underwear because they're more comfortable and more practical than women's underwear.
Are you happy? You wasted your nope, and Eric already had the answer.
Yeah, it was underwear.
I've done it.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I had to get a little procedure.
Used or fresh?
Fresh, you okay. weirdo.
No, well, I'm like
used.
No, but
ew,
I'm saying
boys are stinky.
No, but like, let's say you came into the room and you flung your clothes off and you made the beast with two backs and like did the thing. Okay, just pick.
You it did was that, not used.
You did all. You did that whole thing, and then it's like, oh, I'm gonna run down and grab us a bottle of champagne or whatever. I just want to put something on you. Grab his underwear off the floor.
And I'm.
I don't know why you put no, under. Why yeah, would you put his no. underwear on anyway?
No, I had a procedure, and I was very uncomfortable. This sounds way weirder than it was. Just a girl thing. I was very uncomfortable, and so I'd rather wear his. Mm.
Whenever I have a procedure, I wear my wife's underwear, too. It just, you know, makes me feel better.
All right. Anyway, okay. That's all the time we have for today for news. Okay. Now that we've caught you up.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program, because he didn't actually welcome us. It's not over between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively.
No, it was just the one thing.
It was just the... Like,
his
appeal.
Yeah. Countersuit.
It wasn't over. Still what? Not over.
Right. It's never over.
Anyone?
The
Anyone?
Notebook.
Thank you.
What is it? What was he
Let
doing?
Let him have his little rom-com moment.
Oh, God.
It wasn't over.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
The judge ruled that Justin Baldoni can obtain Taylor Swift text messages.
Oh,
let's go!
The suit. This is not good, and I think it's so unfair
this
to Taylor.
This is so good.
But...
She should have picked better friends.
Well, totally. And I also bet it's more about Blake telling her about the situation.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
And her responding as a supportive friend. But it's bad.
So are they subpoenaing Taylor's phone?
I think
or
Blake's.
Blake's phone?
To look at the Taylor messages.
Yeah, but what if she deleted them?
A New York judge has ruled that messages between Blake and Taylor are relevant because...
So we're going to get to read...
They used her song in the movie.
Yes. Mm. And she threatened, if you... Don't let me have more control. I'm going to take my friend Taylor's song out of your movie.
And then she threatened Taylor, if you don't take my side, I'm going to release old text messages of ours.
That's wild.
And now Taylor, oh, by the way, Taylor has deleted all signs of Blake Lively off her Instagram.
I saw someone from the Taylor camp say, like, they will never be friends again.
It's over. Way to go, Blake.
Yeah. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy Juneteenth. Also, a record.
Okay. I'm going to say this. You've been playing fast and loose with the rules and doing more than one story.
Okay.
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth, everyone.
No, you can. That is just, that's a statement. So that's not a full story. But how many stories do you think you're going to get in here? How many do you think you're going to get
Juneteenth,
in here?
Happy Juneteenth, everyone.
Thank you, Aaron. You can do your story now. Your
that's
news.
That's my news of the day. That's the most important, prevalent thing. Happy
no, okay.
Juneteenth.
Go
let's
ahead. Do your next
celebrate.
One.
There was a parade.
Where?
Here.
Downtown?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Watching you two fight is really interesting. Because it scares me.
No, because you don't think she's bending the rules? Because then
I'm
yesterday,
not.
But then TAC tried to slip in like five stories.
Yeah, it didn't work. We had to carry it over to today.
Yes, and it was not worth it.
No, not at all.
So you're really done?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is a story for all the people who've maybe given up on reading. Time to come back because Charlie Sheen is releasing his memoir.
Shut up.
That makes me want to gouge my eyes out,
the
not read
Sheen,
it.
The Book of Sheen coming out in September. It offers fans an intimate look at his life and his career. And if there's going to be good stories in there.
Look, but he's already out. Like what? Like
out of what?
I'm saying we already
like, we know
all of his
stuff.
Story. Like he's,
I know, but
he's
not
lived...
from his perspective, I guess.
Will you buy it?
No.
Okay.
No, I can't read.
Okay. Aaron, would you like to do one more story?
We go in order. Erica?
Oh, no. I pass.
Oh my God! This has become so... Okay. I just need
a question. I don't have anything else.
Okay, I just have a question.
Yeah.
When Aaron noped my nope, I got my note back?
Yeah. You did. Mm-hmm.
Aaron?
Happy Juneteenth, everyone.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up.
Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.